It's election season. To help voters learn about candidates, KWBU has partnered with the Waco chapter of the League of Women Voters to present candidate forums for key local and regional races. Today we present the candidates for McLennan County Commission, Precinct 3. This forum was recorded at KWBU on January 28th.
Hello and welcome to a debate with the Republican candidates running for McLennan County Commissioner 3. There are no Democrats candidates running for this position. This debate is sponsored by the League of Women Voters, Waco, and KWBU. My name is Mary Goolsby. I am a member of the League of Women Voters and will be moderating today. Joe Riley from KWBU will be helping keep time. The League of Women Voters, a nonpartisan organization, encourages informed and active participation of all citizens in government and influences public policy through education and advocacy. The League does not support or oppose any political party or candidate. No portion of the debate may be used as part of campaign materials. Candidates may say that they are participating in the debate and link to the recording on the KWBU site. The county commissioner is responsible for roads and bridges within their precinct and makes policy-making budget decisions. Four commissioners, elected from a quarter of the county's population, serve along with the county judge on the commissioner's court. The court adopts the county's budget and tax rate, approves all budgeted purchases of the county, fills vacancies in elective and appointive offices, sets all salaries and benefits, has exclusive authority to authorize contracts, provides and maintains all county buildings and facilities. Commissioners are elected in a partisan election every 4 years. Today, we have with us all three candidates running in this race, George A. Brinegar, Will Jones, and W. Leslie Long. We are excited to have all of you here with us today. The format for the debate is as follows. Each candidate will have 2 minutes to give an introduction, followed by 6 rounds of questioning. Each candidate has 1 minute to respond to the question. We will rotate the order of responses. Then finally, the candidates will have 1 minute for closing remarks, and they will speak in the reverse order of the introductions. The order determined by a draw will be Leslie Long, then Will Jones, and then George Brinegar. So, Mr. Long, you have 2 minutes for your introduction.
Hello, my name is Leslie Long, and I'm running for County Commissioner in Precinct 3. My wife, Rachel, and I, we live in West, and I'm currently a loan officer with Loan Depot with offices in Waco. I graduated from Baylor University in December of 2000 while majoring in real estate and entrepreneurship. After college, I immediately went into the mortgage industry. I also was involved with some development in downtown Waco on Austin Avenue with some commercial buildings, and most recently completed a residential subdivision in West. I've built a great professional reputation for myself in McLennan County over the years. There's literally hundreds of families in the county have relied on me for financing their homes, which is one of the largest financial investments that they'll ever make. I'm proud of that reputation, and I've worked hard for my clients over the years, and I want to work hard for the residents of McLennan County as their next county commissioner. I have a real passion for local government and for county government in general because at the local level, you can actually get things done immediately. You can see changes being made with the policies that you implement, and you can feel good about that, and your constituents and the residents of the county can see that. As we know, McLennan County has been going through a lot of growth, and I feel that some of the growing pains associated with that growth could certainly be addressed, whether it be some policy updates through the McLennan County Appraisal District as far as the protest procedures, whether it be the new revenue caps that the state has placed upon the counties as far as, you know, getting into the budget, making sure we're spending our money efficiently. And also the county road management system. The Commissioner's Court is currently looking at some governance changes, and I certainly think any of those should be studied that could help save the Commissioner's Court some money.
Thank you, Mr. Long. Commissioner Jones, you now have 2 minutes.
Hi, I'm Will Jones, and I am the current County Commissioner of Precinct 3. 30 years ago, I moved to Waco to attend Baylor University, Sikkim Bears, where I earned a degree in finance. And I have taken my skills, honed through years of analyzing budgets and finances, to the County Commissioner's Court to make sure that the tax dollars aren't wasted and that spending is cut and that good financial decisions are made for McLennan County. I've been able to save the taxpayers nearly $18 million through consolidation of offices, financial best practice, refinancing debt, and cutting waste. I've been pleased to bring a veterans court to McLennan County, where veterans can get out of the judicial system and get the help that they need. We've instituted video recording of the McLennan County Commissioner's Court's meetings for better transparency. I was on a task force to help upgrade our radio system for better 911 and emergency management communications, and we brought back the management of our jail to our sheriff, Parnell McNamara, the Jack Harwell Center to our sheriff. I made a promise 8 years ago that I'd bring my conservative values to McLennan County Commissioner's Court. I've done that. I've worked hard to cut waste, cut spending, and cut the budget as much as we can. I want to continue to doing that. I want to be the taxpayer's champion. I want to make sure that the taxes are as low as possible, that the taxes aren't wasted, and that the appraisal process is fair and transparent.
Thank you, Commissioner Jones. Mr. Brenniger.
Sure. Well, thank you very much, Mary. I do appreciate it. I am born and raised here in McLennan County, married to Christine Brenniger for 35 years. She's a local school teacher, and I'm very proud of what she does each and every day. We have two beautiful grown daughters that are both married, and again, I'm very proud of them also. I am a conservative. I am a Christian, and I do believe very strongly in our Constitution, of which I took an oath as I entered the military service many years ago, but I still believe that oath is applicable to both myself and my future. 12 years public education here in the local area, here in this county, a graduate of Richfield High School in 1978, then a graduate with a bachelor's degree from Texas A&M University, then a master's degree from Tulsa State University, and later on a master's degree in strategic studies and planning from the United States Army War College. But generally speaking, what do I feel like I bring to Commissioner's Court? And I think that is important that we all know that. A couple of things. Number one is 28 years senior military service, where I began to learn, I began to educate myself, began to practice allocation of resources, supervision and accountability of manpower, large budgets, the stewardship of properties that are funded by residents, by citizens of our country. The second thing generally that I bring is 7 years of small business ownership here in Central Texas, that I learned the same kind of values and the same kind of attributes about allocation of resources and people and that sort of thing. Then specifically, what are the three things I bring? I think it's willingness to serve, to selflessly serve, integrity, and then stewardship. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Brenniger. So thank you all for your introductions. So we're going to move now to our first round of questioning. And the first question is, what are the most important duties of a county commissioner? And we're going to start with Commissioner Jones, and let me repeat the question. What are the most important duties of a county commissioner?
The most important duty of a county commissioner is the setting of the tax rate of the McLennan County. McLennan County taxes make up your property tax bill. And so our job is to take the valuations and set a tax rate so that we can have the budget in place for the elected officials, for our judicial system, the administration of our jail, the the administrations of our roads and bridges. We have a small indigent health program. Anytime any of these departments want to spend any money, they have to come before the McLennan County Commissioner's Court. We set those budgets. They either set the budget during, they either come to us in the summertime for those budget appropriations, or we do it through budget amendments during the year. But the budget is the most important thing for the McLennan County Commissioners.
Thank you, Commissioner Jones. Mr. Long.
What I feel the most important roles for the commissioner would be, along with the budgets, is certainly the county road and bridge department. In the rural area of Precinct 3 where I live at, that's the majority of what people come to you and ask you about is about the roads, about the bridges, and maintenance and stuff like that. Our utility barn's out there in the rural part, and I feel that's a major part of the role, along with setting the tax rate and looking into the budget as far as making sure that you're spending every nickel in the most efficient way possible, whether that's spending on the roads or spending in the individual apartments that the commissioners work with to help set the budgets. Along with the budgets is setting of the tax rate. Each year, as our revenues increase, being able to lower that tax rate down the best that we can to certainly help take some of the budget constraints that our citizens face, helping them out on a day-to-day basis with their monthly bills.
Okay, thank you, sir. Mr. Brenniger.
Sure. I believe it's more overarching. Now, you talked about some specifics, and I agree with those, of course, is the role. But I believe it's about, for a commissioner, it's about setting the conditions for proper success in the 21st century for not only Precinct 3, but all of McLennan County. It's so important that we define ourselves as a county, because if we don't, other counties and Austin will define it for us. Setting those conditions includes setting the tax rate. It includes monitoring budgets. It includes human resources and services here for quality of life. But we have to set the conditions. We have to be responsible for setting the conditions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Brenniger. Thank you all for those questions and answers. We'll move on to question two. With rising appraisal values, the county is collecting more tax revenue. What is your opinion about the current tax rate and the resulting revenue? So we're going to start with Mr. Brenniger. We're going to go back to him. Let me reread the question, though. With rising appraisal values, the county is collecting more tax revenue. What is your opinion about the current tax rate and the resulting revenue? Mr. Brenniger?
Sure. The current tax rate, in correlation with the current tax rate, I'm very staunchly supportive of a reserve. We've got to have a reserve. A reserve helps us build bond stability, avoids knee-jerk reactions by unfunded mandates. But if we look back during the tenure of the last 8 years and our current commissioner, the tax rate has gone from 53.5 cents, it's gone to 50 cents. It's very frustrating for a business owner, for a property owner. What we're looking for is stability and consistency in the tax rate. And that's what I'm most concerned about. Thank you.
Okay. Commissioner Jones.
The tax rate, in my opinion, is too high. And I have consistently voted for the last 7 years to bring that tax rate down. I've not been successful in that. I've not convinced enough of the other commissioners to vote to bring it down. We have plenty of money in our fund balance right now. We have too much. We have nearly a 40% fund balance. And we have no plans for any debt issuance or anything like that. So I would like to return those dollars back to the taxpayers. I've voted several times to keep the amount that is paid that by the McLennan County taxpayers the same from one year to the next, and that's called the effective rate. And I think we should go to that effective rate. We should, that should be our baseline for budgeting, is the effective rate, so that everybody will know how much they're going to be paying in McLennan County taxes.
Thank you, Commissioner Jones. And Mr. Long.
Well, and to kind of continue what he said about the effective rate, that really should be the baseline. And with the new revenue caps that the state's going to place upon us, we're going to have to lower the rate down. I believe this last budget period, the revenue increase was going to be around 6% or 6.5%. And the state's going to cap us at 2.5%. So it's something that's certainly going to have to be lowered down, whether it be through the tax rate. And also, I think fair assessments of the value of residents' property. I know that's what a lot of the people, you know, they do look at the tax rate, but there are also a lot of issues. And myself personally had some communication issues with MCAT over the years on getting a fair assessment of the value of your property.
Thank you, Mr. Long. Okay, the next question then. When planning county voting locations and access to secure voting machines, how do you balance cost, security, and access? And Mr. Long, we're going to start with you. Let me read the question one more time, though. When planning county voting locations and access to secure voting machines, how do you balance cost, security, and access? Mr. Long?
Well, I believe the security and the fairness of residents getting out to vote is vital importance. I mean, it has to be placed at the top of the food chain when it comes to making sure our systems are secure. I know just from personally voting, we've had the same systems in place. I don't know that we've had any issues with security. As far as locations are concerned, I feel there could be a need for some more early voting locations. In North McLennan County, there's not an early voting location. So in North McLennan County, we do vote on election day. We do have an election day, obviously. And I feel like on election day, there are a sufficient number of voting locations. I mean, just for our race alone, there's going to be several that we're going to need to go and visit on election day. But just for as far as early voting, I feel like we should have some easier access in North McLennan County.
Thank you very much. Mr. Brinegar.
Voting is at the core of our democratic process. This is one issue we have to get right, and is worthy of our monies. That's why we're going to have to spend money to find the right kind of locations for the right kind of accessibility to those handicapped, those that are seniors, ensure we have minority representation, and to ensure that the voting process is secure. And when I'm talking about security, we're going to have paperwork that's going to be able to make it be a confirmation that we can keep and that sort of thing. But I certainly think it is worthy of our monies, and it's worthy of our research and our best homework as we move forward, especially with the results from the 2020 census. We will have a really good understanding of where we're at as far as a county and population densities, and we need to use that consensus, that census, to make sure we have the right kind of research for the right kind of voting machines. Thank you.
Thank you. And Commissioner Jones.
So I agree, voting is very important, and I have consistently voted to make sure that our voting systems are up to date and correct. The current system that we have will go end of life in the next couple of years. It's about a $4.5 million proposition to bring new voting equipment to the county. The state certifies the who can sell equipment to for voting, and so it's important that we find the right value, the right mix. I have always voted to make sure there's plenty of places to vote. Unfortunately, we are only allowed 4 early voting sites in McLennan County, one in each commissioner's precincts. I did advocate that the Lakeshore United Methodist Church be reopened as a voting site in 2018.
Thank you. So, question 4. How will you balance the needs of your urban, suburban, and rural constituents when it comes to education and infrastructure. We're going to start with Commissioner Jones, but let me restate the question again. How will you balance the needs of your urban, suburban, and rural constituents when it comes to education and infrastructure? Commissioner Jones?
Well, so the most important thing about the balance between urban, suburban, and rural is that we all pay McLennan County property taxes. And the majority of those property taxes go to pay for the judicial system, which if you're and the sheriff and the administration of our jails. If you're arrested in McLennan County, you're booked into the McLennan County Jail, whether you're arrested in West, Elmont, Lacey Lakeview, Bruceville Eddy, McGregor, Mart, you go to the McLennan County Jail. So everyone sees that benefit. Education, the McLennan County commissioners don't oversee education, but we can bring an atmosphere of good jobs, good technology, good infrastructure to make sure that people can get a good education here in McLennan County.
Thank you. Mr. Brenniger.
Sure. I think that's a very complex issue, but I got to tell you, I see it very clearly. To balance those three, as we see in Precinct 3, to balance those three, I think takes two things. Number one, it takes a commissioner that is present and involved in Precinct 3 activities. I mean, he or she has to be there, and they have to be there consistently, and they have to be there transparently for the residents of Precinct 3. So be present, number one, but number two, effectively listen. I mean, really listen to the residents and the taxpayers of Precinct 3 so that you can take not only that presence that you're there, but what you hear so that you can balance that with the facts and figures when you go to the commissioner's court and then go through your decision-making process. That's how I believe you balance those three, which are certainly diverse, but can be balanced. Thank you.
Thank you. And Mr. Long.
Well, one thing I believe is in talking to the folks that live in those areas. So if you're out talking in the rural areas of McLennan County, what they refer to are the road system. That's what they deal with in the county on a majority of the time. And that in the sheriff's department, we've had some really good unfortunate and good fortune and some break-ins and stuff in the rural area, but the sheriff's department was able to get out there and fix those issues where we don't have city law enforcement to help out with those things. You get into the suburban areas, and what they're looking at is they're looking more towards public safety. They're looking towards the court system. They're looking towards budget concerns as far as in the suburban. And really, I think they're similar to the, I guess, the more urban areas, if there is that in Precinct 3, just more towards the budget area as opposed to the rural roads. But you do have to get out and speak with everybody and really listen and make sure that their voice is being heard on the commissioner's court.
Thank you. Thank you all so much for answering all of our questions. We're now going to move to the one-minute closing statements, and we'll go in the reverse order that we did from the introduction. So we'll start with Mr. Brenniger.
Sure. In conclusion, I think it is so critical that you are involved, that I'm involved in the county elections here in the next 21 days as we begin early voting. Why do I think it's so important? I think it's so important because we have to set the conditions for our county to be successful in the 21st century. That's the reason I decided to campaign. That's the reason I care that much. That's the reason I think I need to make a difference. It's time for a change. I will be one that it will be a vote you will be proud of. It will be one where that it would be a vote that you will certainly not only be proud of, but I can stand on my record. You can certainly take a look at Brenniger for Texas, see where I've been the last 35 years, but one that I'm proud of and that you will be proud with your vote. For George Brenniger. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Brenniger. Commissioner Jones.
I'm Will Jones, and I'm the County Commissioner of Precinct 3. In the past 6 months, I've knocked on over 5,000 doors, and the most important thing on people's minds is the property taxes. I plan to keep working hard to make sure that those property taxes are kept as low as possible, that the tax dollars aren't wasted, and that the appraisal process is fair and transparent. I want to be the taxpayer's champion at the McLennan County Courthouse, the same taxpayer's champion that I've been for 8 years, and I've enjoyed my work. I want to keep doing it. McLennan County is poised for great success, and I look forward to continuing to work as County Commissioner for Precinct 3.
Thank you, Commissioner Jones. And Mr. Long.
In closing, I just want to say that just my passion for local government and my drive to want out there to get out there and go to work for the county and go to work for the citizens of McLennan County, it can't be stated enough. I'm young, I'm hungry, I want to go to work. I want to do something and pitch in where I feel that my education and my background can best serve the residents of McLennan County. These events like this have been fantastic. I'd like to thank the League of Women Voters. I'd like to, reach out to the listeners out there and ask for their support in the upcoming Republican primary. To learn more about me, you can go to my website at longfortexas.org. And thank you for having me here today.
Thank you, Mr. Long. And on behalf of the League of Women Voters and KWBU, we want to thank the candidates for your participation. And thank you to our audience for listening to our debate with these three candidates who are running in March 2020 for the Republican primary for McLennan County Commissioner 3. Please tune in, or you can go to kwbu.org, where you can also hear debates with candidates running in the Republican primary for the U.S. House of Representatives, District 17, District Judge 19, McLennan County Commissioner 1, and the Democratic primary for U.S. House of Representatives, District 17. And those will be available after the debates have been aired. Thank you for helping us make democracy work.
This forum was recorded at KWBU on January 28th.